Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Navy Wife.
To Navy Wife.
You're listening to Wendy
listening
and Marie.
To Wendy
Marie.
And Marie.
Every Tuesday. Welcome to Navy Wife Radio. You're listening to Wendy and Marie. We're here live every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern or on demand at NavyWifeRadio.com. Tonight, we're taking your calls live as we welcome a special guest to the show. So join us. It's going to be a fun hour. Laugh, learn, and relate with us.
Hey, this is Seawolf from the hit web series, Hey Shipwreck. You're listening to Wendy and Marie on Navy Wife Radio, SubmarineWife.com.
Welcome to Navy Wife Radio. Today is October 23rd, 2007. Thank you for tuning into the show live, everyone, and in the archives. This is Wendy, and we have a great show planned for you. Sorry about the mix-up at the beginning. Seems like we're having a little trouble with Blog Talk Radio, but tonight we're rolling out the red carpet for our most popular guest ever, Pat Rabbe, the creator of the hit web series, Hey Shipwreck. And later in the show, we're talking about our health corner, getting re-energized to work out, and more. I've got Marie here with me tonight. Hey, Marie.
Hello, Wendy. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so excited to have Pat back.
You know, it's always nice to have Pat here.
And I talked to him earlier via email, so he's excited to come too, and he sent out a message to all of his, like, 1,000 people on MySpace.
Well, you know, who wouldn't be excited to spend their evening with two lovely Navy wives?
I told him, I'm like, hey, you're more popular than, you know, Billy Blanks and Roxy, you know, Sally Pressman. You know, you got to...
And what did he say to that? Maybe we should wait and hear his response live on the air for that one. I'd like to hear his response.
I know, me too. So we're going to talk to him, and then after that we'll have some time. So if people, you know, are listening to us that are surface Navy, that aren't submarines, they probably never heard of Pat. I can't imagine such a thing. But we have so many new live listeners that, you know, just hang on. You know, later in the hour we're going to talk about some other stuff. So stick with us, right?
Sounds good.
Yeah, we have a lot of new listeners, so I've had some people sign up for our newsletter, so I wanted to say thank you to everyone that's found us that's new. And if you haven't signed up for our newsletter, you can do that over on the website. You just click on e-news and put your email address in there, and then when we have an update about the show or the site, we'll send you a little message that tells you what's going on here on the show, which is always cool.
Very good.
So tonight, if for those of you that are listening to live, you can join the conversation. You can call us. You can IM us. Marie, I think you have up Yahoo. Right?
Yes, I'm changing that right now for saying that we are on the air.
Okay, good. Our screen name is Navy Wife Radio. And we'll open up the chat room here in just a second. So if you're listening to us live, you can also go into the chat room and check us out there as well. And our phone number is 646-652-4629. And Marie will put that up also on our IM.
It's right now. It's on the IM.
Okay, so 646-652-4629. And just remember, when you IM us or you when you IM us or call in, just remember OBSEC. When you do that, or when you even if you email us, no discussions of ship, unit, or local.
Just give us your first name.
Yeah, first
name. First name only. Please don't tell us what ship or boat you're connected to or that your husband or spouse is connected to. You can tell us where you live. That's fine. You can say, you know, my name is Marie calling from Kings Bay, Georgia, or Sarah calling from Groton. But please don't use any names with conjunction of the boat or ship.
Yes, very good. That keeps us all safe. I'm opening up the chat room, so that should be open here in just a little bit. So how are you doing? How was your week? A little bit about for our new listeners. Marie and I kind of recap our week a little bit, and then we talk about some news and any announcements, and then we'll bring Pat on with us here in just in a few minutes. So how was your week? I know both of our husbands are gone, so
yeah,
you
know,
it's an exciting life.
We're so excited. Yeah. Well, you know, soccer's ending right now, so we have the big soccer tournament this week starting. I know yours is starting, too.
Yes.
So we're doing the soccer tournament. So go Blue Stingers. That's our soccer team. They're in the tournament this week, so cheer for the Blue Stingers. And besides that, the husband's still in dive school, which is good that he's still there. And he's in pool week this week, and I just spoke to him before the show. And, you know, we have been built up that this was supposed to be, you know, this terribly hard school and the stress level and blah, 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 and all this stuff, okay? I hope none of the dive instructors are listening to this right now because this is my husband's response. So they're in pool week, you know, they sink them to the bottom of the pool, or they don't sink, you know, they go to the bottom of the pool, you know, they have them lay on their stomach or lay face down, and then the instructor come down, and they're allowed to take off their masks or snorkels, tie their stuff into knots, push them around, shove them into the wall, like the floor, the wall, everything, and then they're supposed to be able to regroup themselves without freaking out or panicking, and put everything back, get their air again, and do all this. And so, you know, people dread this. So Nick calls, and he tells me, he goes, this is so much fun. He is having a blast.
And well, that's great.
He was like, this was so great. I didn't want it to stop. He goes, it was so much fun. And then he was talking about, you know, how one instructor would come down, and he'd be completely upside down looking at him, you know, as he put his goggles back on. So what would Nick do instead of just being serious and keep going? What does he do? He goes upside down, too.
Oh, my goodness.
So he is having a blast.
I'm so
this
excited because
like
I know
so
like, for a while
husband.
There, every day, Marie would call me and say, he's still in. He's
you know,
yet.
And people kept warning us, and we've had so many friends that have gone through, and, you know, they were all concerned. He, you know, and there's a lot of strenuous stuff, you know, in workouts and whatnot in the PT, and don't get me wrong, it's not easy, but he is just finding pool week, which is supposed to be the hardest week. He is finding it to be so much fun because he just loves being underneath the water. It is just his, that should be his first home, not his second home. So he's having a great time. I'm just so glad that, you know, I'm going, you know, 5-6 weeks, you know, alone for him to have a big, you know, fraternity party.
Yeah, and be at a pool party.
Uh-huh, yeah. So he's having a blast. He's doing great. And we're at home, you know, doing remodeling. So that's all that's going on here. Soccer, husband's having a great time in dive school. And he just ordered his dive T-shirts, Wendy. So
did he really? See, for those of you that have not heard, when I go to the gym, which we're going to talk about the health corner later in the hour, but I don't go as much as I should, and I need to get going again. But whenever I do go, there's always this one lady at the gym. I need to just meet her finally.
You need to say, hi, my name is Wendy. I see your diver
T-shirt. She wears a Navy diver T-shirt, like, almost every time I ever see her at the gym. Like, I probably wouldn't recognize her if she didn't have that T-shirt on. And in the back, it says Navy Diver, and it has this cool emblem. So I always tell Marie, well, if he gets through, I wanted one that says BFF of the Navy Diver's husband or whatever.
Well, I have the one, you know, it's class T-shirt.
You need your own T-shirt.
Well, the guys, it's so sweet. My husband knows how proud I am of him and everything he does. And, you know, there's a lot of T-shirts he's gotten that I wouldn't be caught dead in. You know, which are boat T-shirts, school T-shirts, you know, things like that.
Right.
But this is cool. I'm very excited about the whole dive thing because I want to get certified too. For those that don't know, over the Christmas break, I plan on being certified so that, of course, I won't go to dive school. But I'm going to go down to the local dive shop and get certified so the husband and I can go scuba diving together, which I'm really excited about. But anyway, so I'm just thrilled about this whole school, and I am very proud of him for making it in and getting through it. So they get to design their own class T-shirt. So as of right now, I think it has a very busty mermaid on it.
Oh, well, of course.
Well, yeah.
I
don't mind. I figured that busty mermaid's got nothing on me. I'm ready. I'll wear the T-shirt.
Yeah.
So he ordered me a T-shirt and a hoodie. I'm all set.
Very, very good. Well,
I'll make
sure
to get
you
one.
Too. And the tournament starts. But the one thing you'll have at your tournament that we don't have here is you'll have the All-Stars.
We do?
You'll have
that. That's what I know.
Yeah,
we do?
You should.
When is that?
They'll pick an all-star team, and then you play Fort Stewart, and you'll play...
oh, gosh. Do they pick them by kids or by teams?
I shouldn't say you play Fort Stewart. You'll play up in Hinesville or that area, and Fort Stewart will be one of the teams if they, you know, yeah. And then, yeah. So that'll be fun.
Well, how do they do that? Do they pick kids individually or do they pick the team?
Yeah. Each coach is responsible for picking his all-star team, and then then whichever kids get the highest number will be on the all-star team.
Cool. I look forward to for everyone that doesn't know, my son played when he was itty-bitty and hasn't played since. So we were just happy that he knew what a soccer ball was and that he was able to play to the best of his ability and actually support a team because his dad, who is the soccer player, is not here. So mom's been trying to, you know, all I know is that he's the goalie, so I take him out back and put him up against the fence and throw balls at him.
Well, that's good.
That's all I can do. I figure I don't need training for that.
Okay, so let me see. What can I tell you in my last 1 minute left of our recap thing?
Yeah, we need to talk about our news.
Well, Craig, I've heard from Craig, and he is doing well. And I figured out it takes about a week to get a package to Afghanistan, which is fantastic.
It takes about a week for my mom to get a package to me from St. Louis to Kingston,
yeah,
Georgia.
I think there should be, it's like a rocket. I just think it's crazy how expensive it is to ship stuff.
Oh, well, yeah.
But he's doing well, settling in. He sent me a few pictures. He sent me a picture of him in front of a tank.
Did he make me a sandcastle yet? I wanted a sandcastle picture.
It's pretty cold, I think, for sandcastles. It's already cold there. But, okay, so in my, we'll skip to the news thing because I don't want to.
Yes, I have some news,
Pat.
Too.
For those of you that have been on our blog lately, we did post a story about the Navy SEAL Lieutenant Michael Murphy, who was getting the Medal of Honor. Well, yesterday, I have a couple things for you. Yesterday, President George W. Bush presented the Medal of Honor to Daniel and Maureen Murphy, the parents of Navy SEAL Lieutenant Michael Murphy, during a ceremony at the White House. Lieutenant Murphy was killed during a reconnaissance mission near Assadabad, Afghanistan, while exposing himself to enemy fire in order to call in support after his four-man team came under attack by enemy forces on June 28, 2005. So that happened yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And
he was an amazing man and a true hero.
Yes, absolutely. And you can read more about him at Navy or news.navy.mil or on our site. You can see the full story, and they have pictures in the Hall of Heroes there at the Pentagon. Are at the White House, and it's just an amazing story and somebody that you should know and something you should definitely read about. And then the other thing I had, which is in all of, it's all over the news and CNN, our prayers go out to all the families and firefighters in California dealing with the horrible fires that are out there right now.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you turn on the TV, you've read about them or, gone online.
Yes. So the Navy website posts, in San Diego, thousands of military families have been displaced by the wildfires in San Diego County, which have forced the evacuation of more than 300,000 and destroyed more than 1,000 homes. So dry winds, low humidity, and high temperatures are contributing to some of the worst fires in Southern California's history. Naval facilities throughout the Navy region Southwest have opened their gates to provide food, shelter, and supplies to the displaced families of service members. So our thoughts and prayers go out to everyone affected in dealing with those fires right now.
Yes.
Yes, we pray the winds die down. So, and then my last thing I have.
And you're hogging the news. Everybody, I have a little itty-bitty news thing, but she's hogging.
Oh, go ahead.
No, no, mine's, you go first. Mine's just about a local thing.
Oh, okay. Mine's not very long. Okay, so my eye on the fleet. I looked up to see what I could find out, on the fleet. So October 22nd, the USS Ohio arrived at Naval Station Pearl Harbor to take on supplies before continuing on their maiden deployment to the Western Pacific following their recent guided missile overhaul. And it's the first of its kind. It's the first time such a ship has ever been deployed like this. It's one
mm-hmm.
of four of the new SS...
GNs.
It's
very fancy.
Yes. So they'll be, in their stealthy mission headed...
I wonder if Pat's on the line right now rolling his eyes at us as I say that they're very fancy, and you're using words like stealth.
Well, yeah, you got to read... For those of you, you got to read over at the Navy Times. There's a great article up there talking about, they're going to take this boat into shallow, congested, littoral... I don't know what that means. Waters close to the beach, ready to put SEALs ashore, ready to strike and to collect intelligence.
Yes, and if you don't know about the SSGNs, make sure you can just Google them. You'll find enough stuff on just Google.
But yeah, so that's
really
all I have for news. So
like
the Ohio is headed out to help in the fight on terror. So.
You did very good. That was a wonderful news briefing. That was wonderful.
Okay.
Mine is very, very quick. It's just that the Blue Angels are coming to Jacksonville. They are coming, and they will be here on the 3rd and 4th of November. And I just wanted to make a request to all the wonderful ladies that attended our Operation Dinner Out in October. I would love for them to wear their T-shirts and go to see the Blue Angels on the 3rd and 4th to see if they can help us spread the word of our Navy Wife Radio. What do you think?
Oh, I think that's a fantastic idea.
And I'm working on right now, I'm either going to be working a booth that is going to be currently there, maybe like for the USO, or I'm going to see if it's possible that we can have our very own booth. But I don't know what's going to happen just yet. So I'm putting it out there. If anybody has any connections, make sure you give me a call. You can email me at Navy Wife Radio. Otherwise, just come and hang out in your shirts. I would love to see some other women there in their shirts. I know I will be wearing my shirt. My husband will be coming home that weekend from dive school to take us to the air show. So better believe that he will be wearing a shirt. He'll probably be the only guy there wearing the Navy Wife Radio shirts. So ladies, if you see him,
say hello. It has the AskTheChief.com on the back.
That's right. We can tell him it's okay. Trust me, he likes the attention, ladies. So just come on up and say hello. Introduce yourself.
Very cool. Very cool.
Okay,
all right,
are you ready to take a break?
Yeah, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to have the creator of the hit web series, Hey Shipwreck, Pat Rabbi, our number one guest on Navy Wife Radio. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is ET1, Pat Rabbi, the creator of Hey Shipwreck, and you're listening to Wendy and Marie on Navy Wife Radio, submarinewife.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Navy Wife Radio, and we have Pat with us tonight. Hey, Pat.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey,
going
Pat,
great.
How are you?
I'm doing all right. How about yourself?
Oh, and, I'm doing good.
Happy to have you here.
Little sunburned.
Are you?
Well, it's a little warm down here. How's it up there?
Oh, it's getting colder. It's a little bit rainy. It should be snowing here pretty soon, maybe
really?
The next week or two. Yeah.
Okay, it was over 90 today at the soccer field.
I hate you guys.
Gosh, well, hey, it's been raining where I've been. 2 days of straight raining. My poor dogs go from outside to the garage to dry off, and then by the time they're dry, it's almost time for them to go out back out again, poor thing.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, sounds like you guys had a big hit at your big dinner out there.
You know, I think it would have been bigger if you would have been our special guest.
Really?
Yeah, I really think the girls would have liked it. I mean, they had, you know, the Master Chief of Master Chiefs, Master Chief Trimmer there, and he was a big hit. The girls loved him.
Oh, way cool. Well, I'll count me in for next year then.
I will.
Well, you know, they asked about you.
Oh, really?
Yes, Sarah Smiley, our keynote, she actually said, is Pat here? And I said, Pat, oh.
Pat who? And they're like, oh, Pat.
I'm like, that's awesome that you actually listened to our promo from Pat. I think that's fantastic. So
that's
you were missed. She's like, I thought he would be here. I thought I could meet him. So hopefully one day we'll be close enough to where you're at that you can come.
We'll have to let them exchange emails, and she can give her fan mail to them.
Yeah,
definitely.
So yeah.
How's everything going? I actually I had to pull myself away from my recruiting stuff. I almost forgot that I was supposed to be on the radio tonight.
Oh, well, I'm glad you didn't forget. See, I tried to email you to confirm because I thought, you know, he's in the Navy. He's a busy guy. He's got commitment.
Right. Well, the confirmation of the interview was set, and then but that was like several hours ago, and I tend to kind of get scatterbrained. But
hey, that's okay. Wendy and I have trouble remembering that there's a show on some days. You know, sometimes it's one or the other.
I'll call her and say, "Are you busy later?"
I know. I'll be like, "Hey, maybe you've heard of this radio show. You want to do it?" So yeah, we have the same problem. So what's been new? I mean, you had to pull away from recruiting duty. Has things been really busy? Do we not have enough guys in the Navy right now?
You know, there's never enough guys in the Navy. That's the problem.
I want to give everybody our phone number because I would love to take a call or two. And if we get a caller, what I'd like to do, because I know people are shy, Marie has some Tybo hats, and we'll send you a Tybo hat if you should call in and ask Pat a question or if you have a comment or a suggestion for him. Our number is 646-652-4629. That's 646-652-4629. Or you can send us a question via IM on Yahoo, and that's Navy Wife Radio is our screen name.
I called in. Do I get a hat?
I think you get a hat and a T-shirt, personally, but, you know.
We can send you a T-shirt.
Yeah, you know what? I'd love a T-shirt. You know, I'll take a picture, and then you guys can put it on your website or something like that.
Ooh, could you make sure that it's appropriate?
Wife,
we don't want to vote.
Wear it, you know.
I will wear only the T-shirt.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just because you make it appropriate, I don't need to see any of that. Your wife will be upset. You'll be all over the internet. Speaking
all
of recruiting duty, you'll be out of the Navy.
Well, what I want to do is for people, because we have a lot of new listeners.
Wendy is so trying to keep us on track.
Yeah, I know, because we've made a commitment that we're going to end at 10 o'clock. We're going to stay
right
on track. We're going to end at 10. And
yes, ma'am.
You know,
yeah, the other interview went like an hour and 45 minutes or something like that, right?
We were just chatting like we had never, like, you know, like BFFs do, you know?
She did not just say BFF.
Yeah. Hey, I have a preteen over here. It's just getting kind of bad at my house. yes, it is. Well, okay, so we have a lot of new listeners, and we have a lot of Surface Navy wives that, you know, never heard of Hey Shipwreck.
And some Marines.
And some Marines.
And Army.
And Army, too. So give everyone who's never even listened or seen, you know, Hey Shipwreck.
Or heard of you.
Or heard of you.
Oh,
you know, what is
okay,
your
like,
series
like the basic
about?
Gist?
Yeah, give the big rundown. Just a good,
okay,
you know. What's your
name? My name's Pat Rabby. I'm a first-class electronics technician in the Navy. I was on a submarine for 5 years, USS Georgia, before I came out here recruiting in the void somewhere in between Seattle and Minneapolis. You know that big hole out there?
There is a big hole.
There somewhere, yeah. And I create a completely pointless cartoon using an animation technique called machinima called Hey Shipwreck based on my experiences in the Navy. Does that work?
Yep, that works. Okay, so how long
cool
have you been doing it? How long has your series been on?
The series has been on since August of 2006. It's been going on for about a year now. We just finished our first season with the 15th episode with a promo for another series that I'm going to do next year at the same time. Hopefully all the plans I have in place right now will work out so I can get a little bit of help.
And what is that series supposed to be? How is that going to be different from Hey Shipwreck?
Well, the new series is going to be called Join the Navy, the animated series. And much like Hey Shipwreck is based on my experience on the submarine, Join the Navy, the animated series, is going to be based on my experiences out here in recruiting. And it's going to be a 2D animated device, 3D animated like Hey Shipwreck is.
Do you promise to use the one that they told my husband that he may never have to go to sea?
Oh, I'm going to be asking for all sorts of material from everybody, and I'm pretty sure I can write that into the.
Oh yeah, because I mean that's a classic. Stand in the recruiter's office, and the recruiter looks at me and says, "Listen, this is a great deal. He may never have to go to sea. Watch, I can prove it." And went down to the little spiel.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So are you worried? I sent Craig a question and said, "Hey, you know, hey, we have Pat coming on, and I know you can't get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and listen to the interview, but do you have any questions for him?" So he sent
yeah
me back a bunch of questions, and you know, one of his main ones was, "Are you worried about, you know, the recruiting command trying to censor you or give you a hard time about any of your content?"
No, I'm not really worried. I'm actually counting on it because that type of I can't buy the type of publicity that controversy will bring up.
That's right.
I love that.
Bad publicity is better than no publicity.
So when he makes the Navy Times and I put on there like, "Hey, Shipwreck scandal," like I have nuke scandal up there. Right
oh
now.
Gosh.
Yeah. So okay. So I went there. So I'm back to your season finale, and you have this thing, you know, administrative justification. You have this quote in there. You know, you've got, you've got good admin. You're squared away, or something
yep
like that was the quote. So, you know, not that we talk about political issues here on our show, but do you have any comments on the quote nuke scandal that's made the Navy Times?
Oh, about the
Hampton?
Hampton.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Hampton.
No, I thought they got in trouble because they were humping each other on that YouTube video.
You know, I've heard that more than once.
No, that's
they're like, no.
It's either that or canary suits or, you know, all kinds
yeah
of different things that get you pulled off of YouTube nowadays. But darn
those
nukes.
All bubbleheads fall. He posts
middle
that
fingers
stuff on his blog and, yeah.
What, sailors extend their middle finger and their middle finger only? That's unacceptable.
Well, I just have to say that there must be a reason why Pat picks on those nukes in his video. I think he's had it right all along. I mean, they can't get anything right, and he's, you know, picking on them, and yeah, he must have seen this coming long before they knew.
And I'm only picking on a certain type of nuke.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are great.
Uh-huh. He's saying that now as guys are, you know, no, even the nukes love his stuff. But do you have, now see, Pat's smart. I love how he turned it into something comical. So,
yeah.
Pat, would you like to plead the fifth? Would you like to not comment on the Hampton?
Oh, I don't really know that much about it.
They're forging log books. That's what they're doing.
They failed their oars or something, and now they're.
To see, I didn't even know they failed their oars. I just know they're forging log books. Shame,
oh, okay.
Shame. You know.
That never happens.
Yeah, that never. See, that's what I told Wendy. Wendy, that never happens. As in never in quotes, never happens.
Well,
we don't want to get, you know.
I'll say this for all of our listeners that want to talk more about, you know, this topic. You know, they can read about it and chat more where I, you know, first read about it over at Bubblehead's blog. And we have that link on our website.
Or you can pick up the front page of the Navy Times.
Or you can log on to CNN.com.
Or you can go on to CNN.
Yeah. So
the Navy just decided to make a, you know, big news debut with a nuke scandal as the topic. It's great.
Oh, gosh. So,
go
okay,
Navy.
So moving on. Okay, so the next question is from Craig. He wants to know if you are going to, since you're on recruiting duty and you have, you know, all branches of service nearby, are you thinking of doing any other spinoffs, an Army one or Marine one? And he says no Air Force ones, though, because those dumb bleep, use it explicit, don't do anything. So, sorry, Julie. I know Julie's
I cannot believe she Wendy,
this isn't
Craig.
My question. It's not my question.
Hey, was he standing in the corner with his coffee cup when he said that?
Yeah, I'm sure he was.
Exactly. Thank you, Pat.
So, any chance?
Spinoffs? Maybe not right now. I plan on having other service recruiters on the new show, which is probably the closest thing right now.
Okay.
I guess you know, I've kind of thought about that. I thought of doing
the stereotypes.
In the no, I'm trying to break stereotypes here, like the humanity behind recruiting.
That's right. You're going to like you broke the stereotypes of the different divisions and stuff on the boat.
Exactly.
That's right.
But yeah, I've been thinking about doing some sort of collaborative thing, because you know, granted, what I write about is really not everybody's going to get it. It's not very mainstream. So I thought about kind of exploring other people's, you know, stories or novels or ideas, and trying to figure out a way so that I can use my skills as an animator and a cartoonist to kind of bring their properties alive in a more collaborative manner. So if there's any creative Army, Marine Corps, or even Air Force guys out there, you know, send me an email or something like that.
I personally think you should have them watching a TV series, and when the TV comes on in the recruiter's office, it's Army Husbands instead of the, you know, hit series Army Wives.
Well,
yeah.
We have a call, so I'm going to take it, and we'll continue on in just a second. Area code 912, are you there?
Yes, I am.
You have a question for Pat?
Yeah, I sure do. Hey, Pat, I'm a retired senior chief.
Hey, how's it going, Sam?
Like yourself.
I'm doing pretty good.
And, I just retired last month, and I saw your show, and I'll tell you what, that is the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. I mean, you hit the nail on the head on everything. I showed it to everybody in the Chiefs quarters, all my friends, anybody I can think of to watch this thing, and I promoted you as much as I could. I'll tell you, it's the funniest thing. But I'm kind of heartbroken that you're leaving the submarine force and going and doing some recruiting thing. Are you ever going to come back to a submarine? And
yes, I am.
There may be another series on the boat?
I plan on, if I can make it through this recruiting tour without losing my retention for my recommendation for retention, I plan on going back to the ship mainly, well, you know, lots of reasons. I want to get more material, but I think it'd actually be really fun to be on a boat at this point with the series behind me, and I plan on making the cartoon until I run out of material, which will probably be never.
I agree with that. I don't think you could ever run out of material in this kind of, you know, lifestyle.
Yeah, not to mention the fact you got a lot of people out there like me. I got tons of material for you, and I'm sure all of you.
Yeah, I'm sure. In
and
fact, I think a lot of the
about anything.
Yeah, a lot of the second season. And this is kind of a scoop for your show. I'm going to be starting to, you know, people can just send their sea stories in, and we're going to be getting underway in the second season on the ship.
Uh-huh.
So. You know, anybody out there that has a sea story or something, you send it in to me. I'll probably use it in the show between all the different characters. I'm going to try to create as many characters and keep it as accurate to like a real boat. So to have like 160 crew members, all the different divisions, and then I'll be just having them on watch, you know, BSing about.
That sounds awesome.
Stuff.
All right, well, hey, that's awesome. Great talking to you, and look forward to some of your new work, and I'll definitely be keeping in touch.
You too, Senior. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you for calling in, Senior Chief.
Right,
thank
bye-bye.
You for calling in. And if you send us an email, we'll send you a Tybo hat. Or a T-shirt, you can always send, you know, pass it on to your wife.
Woo-hoo.
And you can email us at over at the website. It's Wendy at NavyWifeRadio.com. or Marie at NavyWifeRadio.com and send us your info and we'll get it out to you, okay?
All right, thanks, ladies.
Okay, thank
you. Have a nice night.
All right, you too, bye-bye.
Well, how awesome is that?
That was really awesome. I'd like to add, it's kind of cool that some of the biggest fans of the series are the Chiefs quarters in the khaki community. And kind of, you know, I did kind of have the inkling. I didn't care, but I kind of had the inkling that I might get some you know, negative feedback from the series whatsoever. I couldn't, you know, I didn't put my finger on it, like what exactly it would be. But yeah, the response from the khaki community has just been overwhelming.
Well, you know, speaking of now, you know, the actual show and the khaki community, I have to say that my favorite part of the season finale was the flashlight.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes. That was very, very good.
I mean, he didn't spill a drop of coffee. And for him to use the flashlight, I can't say what happened because I don't want to ruin it for anyone. If you haven't watched it, you need to go over to his website right now. And you want to give your information out, your website and everything coming straight from you?
Oh, sure, yeah. You can look at all the insanity at tubedaze.com, and that's spelled TUBEDAZE. Or you can just Google me, and you'll find the website.
I love Google. Don't you love Google?
Google is awesome.
Yeah, I love Google, too. Craig, I wanted to tell you about the flashlight. Craig said now that the power of the CPO flashlight has, you know, been known to the world, what other secrets do you plan to reveal?
I don't have anything off the top of my head right now, but I'm sure I'll dig something up.
Well, I want to give out our phone number again, so we can maybe get another call before our interview's over with Pat. You can call us at 646-652-4629. That's 646-652-4629. If you're listening to us live, you can call in. And maybe if you call in, Pat, do you have anything you can give away? Any Hey Shipwreck stuff? A bumper sticker?
Pat's saying, hey, I haven't gotten any money yet.
Well, yeah, you know what? I'll be releasing the DVD next month, most likely before Thanksgiving. As soon as I get some, just get some income from that, I'll be able to have, some more offers and whatnot. Right now,
maybe
I'm pretty much
willing to give someone a copy of the DVD if we get
another
caller.
I think I can swing that.
Okay, all right. So if you're listening to us live and you call in and you have a comment or question for Pat, he will make sure that you get a copy of the DVD once it's released. So that release will come out in November, you think by Thanksgiving, you said?
Yeah, by Thanksgiving. That's what I'm shooting for.
And it'll have all, what will be on it exactly?
Well, it's going to have all the episodes in sequence, so, I'm cutting out all, the intro that happened every episode. I'm just going to cut that out and just put them all back to back. So it's about an hour and 20 minutes of content. And I'm also going to include
I can just see that being played all over the boat.
All I know is I love the first few minutes, before you do the intro, how just the beginning of the first minute of the show, how it's the plays before you do the music.
Uh-huh.
I love that part of the show because it almost always, without a doubt, makes me want to hit my forehead onto my, my hand. And just do and sigh, and yeah. It usually makes me shake my head. That's usually my favorite part. But the flashlight was pretty good.
Tell us
what else is going on now with everything. I mean, are you doing any kind of special artwork? I know, for those that don't know, that you designed the USS Georgia. Is it their – you wouldn't call it their logo. What is it that's their
Their command crest.
Their command crest. Thank you. I wouldn't want to screw that one up. So for all, I have seen it now too, and it is awesome. So are you designing any other kind of stuff? Your own artwork. Do you have any other, rate specific, branch specific, anything?
The Navy Chief site, NavyChief.com, has all that kind of cool stuff.
Yeah, I just recently got requested to do a logo for an AskTheChief.com website.
Really? You need to get right on that.
I'll get on that. I'll get on that immediately.
All those chiefs visit that site. All those young sailors visit that site, and ask their questions and stuff.
Right.
So.
But other than that, I've just been kind of just working on the cartoon. I'm doing a lot of business development stuff right now, like the LLC, like in the official papers for the company is already in the works. I'm trying to do a business plan and a marketing plan and all this other stuff.
Do you have a 5-year plan yet?
No, I don't.
Oh, you're one plan short. You need to call our friends over at USAA and get a 5-year plan.
I can do that.
Well, speaking of USAA, I think we need to play one of their promos, don't we, Wendy?
Yeah, we do. So for everyone listening, you're joining us tonight with Pat Rabbi, the creator of Hey Shipwreck. We're going to take a break one quick moment. Pat, can you hang out with us?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. We'll be right back. You're listening to Navy Wife Radio.
USAA salutes military spouses for your service and sacrifice on the home front. Whether it's preparing for deployment, having a baby, or making that next PCS move, we'll help you navigate through all the stages of military life. We've served families like yours for more than 84 years, and we can help you achieve your financial goals. Log on to USAA.com for a free financial assessment, or call USAA's Financial Advice Center at 877-806-5033 for advice on everything from credit cards to life insurance.
USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates. Financial advice provided by USAA Financial Advisors Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer.
Log on to USAA.com or call us toll-free 1-877-806-5033. USAA. We know what it means to serve.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Navy Wife Radio. We want to say thank you to USAA for sponsoring our show and our first live event, Operation Dinner Out. We're here with Pat Rabbi from the creator of Hey Shipwreck, who just released
Hello.
The season finale. Hey, Pat. So I saw on your website you guys have the sound files up there that people can purchase to contribute, you know, to funding this great web series, and they can put that music on their MySpace page or wherever they want, you know, their website or whatever they have. You have the soundtrack, the opening, is it the opening soundtrack and then the Chief's music, right?
Yes, that is correct. They're both 99 cents. It's the first kind of attempt at trying to get some income. I'll also be putting up a donation button with PayPal. And I plan on setting up a plan for sponsorship, like if fans want to sponsor the show, but I haven't really figured out the reciprocating side of that. Like, sponsor the show like $2 a month and we'll get you X this thing. That's cool. So sponsor the show. But I haven't figured that out yet, but I plan on doing that, you know, and also with the DVD, and I plan on updating the store with new whatchamacallit, t-shirts and stickers and whatnot. I've been getting a lot of requests for battle coins and the Zarfable mugs.
Now, are they called battle coins, or are they called challenge coins? Are those the same thing?
Yeah, it's the same thing. We call them battle coins on the Georgia.
Okay.
But yeah, just a little commemorative coin. But the CafePress.com, the company that I have my store through, doesn't offer that stuff, so that'll probably be coming up hopefully sometime next year. But it all just depends on how successful our money-raising efforts are going to be.
Oh, I think it's going to be successful.
Yeah, I do too. I think once you put your donate button up there, you'll have these retired, you know, senior chiefs and just every day, you know, all those nukes, all that, you know, just ask Marie.
All that propay.
Oh, now we're going to go to that.
Give me your propay.
Yeah, you should have a propay button. That would be good.
That's what
the propay
button.
You
just need the propay button. Press here
dollar
propay donation.
Nukes put up with a lot of crap in their job, and they deserve that propay.
Yes.
Thank you.
They do. They deserve everything.
Oh, please, can we get that on a soundbite? I want to put that on something.
No, they really do. I mean, you got to be not only a really intelligent person, but a really driven person to make it just through the training, much, and then on top of that, go through your 4 years of experience on the
ship.
That
sounds like the typical recruiter, but thank you. Anyway, that's awesome.
Well, I believe that just from my experience. I haven't gotten any nukes in because I tell everybody that you're probably going to hate your job, but it's not your
Oh, gosh.
Oh, but, well, I just, you know, my husband says he will never be a recruiter because there's no way that he would ever make anyone do it. But now with like the SRB money, because the SRB money just went up again. Now, do you guys use that as an incentive when you try to get the guys,
guys? We have a call, so let's take it before they hang up.
Cool.
Wendy sounds surprised.
I do. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, this is Eric from theSubReport.com.
Hey,
Eric.
Eric, how's it going?
Pat, what's an SRB? That's the things on the side of the shuttle went up today.
Did the shuttle go up? Oh, how awesome. I wasn't sure if it was going to go up or not. I saw it on the news.
I think during the 90s, during the Clinton era, there was no such thing as SRBs for Ford, guys.
Oh, God.
I re-enlisted three times for God and Country.
Right.
That's right. Well, I have to say, even the nukes for the money, they're still re-enlisting for God and Country because it isn't all for the money.
No, they've always gotten a good package. You know, those guys that come out of school there, next thing you know, they're driving a brand-new car on their first patrol. Like, where are they getting all the money? But
they got all the good-looking
like
girls. That's what you're supposed
to
be saying. You get all the best-looking, smart, you know, the smart girls. And come on, Eric. Repeat after me.
Hey, I'm just glad I failed that nuke test, so I'm involved in this Hampton mess.
You know, I was offered nukes, but I don't have a high school diploma, so I was not qualified.
Oh, really?
So the moral of the story is, don't stay in school.
They used to let you do that. They used to let you take it.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, you know, uh-oh, my dog's disagreeing with you. You know, come on, guys, work with me.
I got that test, and, boy, there was lots of that algebra stuff on there and
physics.
And,
yeah.
You know, us Florida boys, we don't know too much about that kind of stuff. We're just lucky to be able to spell right.
Well, you know, my neighbor the other day had a friend over who was, I think he was Army, and retired Army, and he was telling us, you know, I know who it is. He's actually, he's a retired Navy, I think, yes, but he wasn't a nuke. And so he says that on the test he passed everything. He was going to be a nuke. And he says, you know, I passed every question on that exam up until the last question, and it was a no, go, or go question. He goes, if I answered it correctly, I was a nuke. If I didn't answer correctly, sorry, you know, out of luck. He goes, you know what that question was? And I said, what? And he goes, they asked if my parents were the same sex.
What?
Yep, huh? That's his joke. He says, so I said, well, no, they're not. And they said, well, you can't be a nuke. So he proudly tells that to my husband every time he sees them.
Oh, gosh.
Uh-huh. You like that, Wendy? What was that about, censoring?
Yeah.
Wendy's going, stop.
Those guys, you know, I'm kind of glad I failed that test, packing the test. See, those guys are always drilling, always training.
Yes, they are.
And I was a missile tech on the C-3 boats, Poseidon boats. So I was doing patrols out of Scotland. I don't know how hard the Trident boys got it. But, you know, we didn't get off the boat till 7 o'clock at night. We, you know, were able to go out and relax a little bit. But those nukes, I mean, they're around the clock.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked like we got caught up in some radio and some logs, and none of us Ford guys ever radio logs. It just didn't happen. Never happens. But apparently a lot of people were involved with the cover-up, and if you look on Joel's blog, there's 50-something comments on the Hampton story.
Yeah, there is.
I know.
There's like
I know.
A mutiny going on over there.
There is.
It's really serious, and I know that my husband and I had a long conversation because, you know, he's in dyess school, so I had to tell him he didn't know what had happened.
Uh-huh.
So I'm giving him the rundown as I'm reading it off of whatever, and I'm telling him, wait, let me go to CNN and see if the story's the same. And he's like, CNN? I'm like, yeah, it's on CNN. He's like, oh, this is not good.
Well, I'm kind of torn because, I mean, I'm seeing things that probably shouldn't be disclosed, but, I mean,
mm-hmm.
there's good dialogue going on. And I know there's a problem that needs to be addressed.
Yes.
But, you know, how do you go about doing it without discussing particulars? But, yeah, I mean,
exactly.
Obviously you don't want to give up secrets, but, I mean, something needs to be done with, you know, that I don't know much about the naval reactors other than what I've been reading and I've read on past subjects, you know, in Joel's blog. But this guy's got a rough, and somebody ought to look into it.
Well, you know, what happens a lot of time, it's not always those junior guys are the ones that are, you know, doing the wrong. Sometimes it comes from above, but a lot of those junior guys are going to take the fall, which is not always the best thing. Because it's not going
to
solve anything.
Best and brightest, you know, we need to be doing whatever we need to make their job easier. And it helps out with retention.
Yes.
And the recruiters love that, too.
Absolutely. Retention would be nice. Instead of, I mean, you guys can keep upping the bonuses. Nobody's going to complain. But you might want to make the job a little more reasonable.
Well, we're throwing these guys thousands of dollars, so whatever complaining, we're not going to worry about it. But, I mean, now they got to do something about it, you know, look into this a little bit.
Well, further. If all that money is not keeping them in, there's obviously a deeper problem.
Well, these guys are worth a lot of money if they get out.
I don't think it's so much the compensation they're getting. I think it's just I don't think they get the recognition every day that they should for the hard work that they do.
That's a good point, too. They don't get a lot of recognition.
You know, we've heard that a lot of junior guys, especially the more junior they are, they feel that they just being able to, you know, and this might seem silly to all of us, you know, as spouses and everything, too, but one of the big things that I've always heard from some of the younger guys is that they just wish that when they were in uniform that they could tell by their rating badge that they were a nuke, you know, that they, you know, that they've earned that title and that, you know, they could wear it proudly. But you can't tell them in utilities from, you know, a non-nuclear mechanic or whatever. I forget the other one that wears it. Torpedo
right.
Man or
navigation.
I don't know. All I know is you can't tell them apart. And they
right.
that would be one of the littlest things that they could change that would just make them happy. Just give them
I think everybody should just go out tomorrow and hug their closest nuke and say, good job.
Yeah, we need to go. Everybody on the boat to listen out there, you need to go hug a nuke.
Okay,
go hug a nuke.
Don't let Senior Chief
okay.
Grumble hear this conversation, because
yeah.
he would be like, oh, quit your whining.
And everybody needs to hug the EDMC. Everybody.
EDMC does
good
need a
job.
Hug.
Good job, you're doing a good job. Now get back there and push the boat.
That's right.
Now, submariners are all hard workers. It just those guys are really hard workers.
Yeah.
And,
yes,
I think there's some valid things going on there. And, you know, hopefully this will be some good dialogue, and maybe some people can listen and get some stuff straightened out here.
Well, I'm going to make a T-shirt that says, Have You Hugged a Nuke Today? And I'm sure people are going to take it the wrong way.
You better get out there and copyright that, like, tonight.
Oh well,
gosh.
Thanks so
thanks,
much, Eric, for calling in.
Are you crazy going after the recruiters? Do you not want to stay in the Navy or something?
Wait a second, Eric. Before he even answers that, you know that they can't do anything to him because it would cause such a scandal.
That's true. Well, when I saw that, I'm like, you know, it'll be funny, it'll be great, but I'm a little worried for Pat there. Let's know what you're doing. I mean, I've been out for a while. I don't know what's going on in there, but.
You know, it's not going to be anything real specific. It's just going to be in the nature of hey, shipwreck. You know, nothing really, no real big issues. Just kind of poking fun at things. You know, and if it constitutes a change or a dialogue where you know they might improve something, then great. But if not, at least you know we had a couple of laughs.
So maybe laugh at it. Maybe we can learn some from it too. So
yeah, and I'm not going to talk about anything that's not true. So you can't really fight it.
I'm glad that you're going to continue the other series at the same time, you said?
Yes.
Previous coat, so that's good. Well, I'm glad everybody would be happy to hear that.
Now, while Eric's on the line, now you said your new episodes are going to be maybe containing the whole crew, and you're thinking about, you know, having individual divisions and everything. Now, how are you going to do that with the voices and everything? Are you going to have guest characters?
Graphic work.
Oh, you know what? Hopefully by then I'll be able to set up an office. I mean, my big plan is for next season is to be able to hire at least one artist to help me out with all the stuff, and then set up an office in the Kitsap County area.
So you're going to have to put faces on everybody for that when you do go to that type setting, right?
Right.
It won't be the full mass like we've seen in the past.
Say that again?
You'll be able to see everybody instead of like what you
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'll be, they'll be kind of taking off the mask, going inside the ship, getting underway. That's when all the fun stuff happens.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And
you're going to have tons of material there. You will not run out of material there.
Are you guys going to have, like, a banner that goes across the sail that says what goes on underway stays underway?
Yeah,
no?
Yes. It'll be a disclaimer.
Yeah,
all right,
there you go.
I cannot confirm or deny that any of this stuff is true.
There you go.
But enjoy anyway.
It is hearsay.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to get off of here.
Okay, Eric.
Okay.
Thanks for calling
Good
in,
luck.
Eric.
No problem. Talk to you later.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
That was Eric from thesubreport.com. He's one of our sponsors. So if you've never visited his site, it is thesubreport.com, and that's your source for all submarine-related news.
And we should say thank you, Eric, for being so well-behaved. It must have been because Pat was on.
Yes.
He was
We have a couple more minutes with you. So we just want to give everyone your information one more time, your website and your MySpace page. I know you have a MySpace page too.
Yeah, I also have a Facebook page now.
Ooh,
if you're a little bit more educated, you can be my friend too.
All right. Well, we'll go over there and make a thing and we'll add you.
So
oh, and Navy Wife Radio's got a new MySpace page, too, so make sure you check that out and request to be a friend.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, people don't know it yet, but we are going to slowly solicit everyone off of our submarine wife page. So they will soon be getting emails saying, add us to our new site.
Yeah, we're not looking forward to that. It's like we don't have as many friends as you do, Pat, so it won't be
You're
quite
You're getting up there.
But, yeah.
And I don't have as many friends as Weird Al Yankovic.
Oh,
you know what?
That was like 1,500 or something.
Oh, yeah, they're up in the thousands. Like, the celebrity pages are up there in, like, the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, or some ungodly number like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
especially if they're, like, a Playboy bunny.
Yeah, I think those are the most popular.
Well, if you want to go ahead and give us your information one more time, your website address then.
Yeah, sure. My website address is www.tubedaze.com. If you want to send me a message or something, you can either go to my MySpace page and send me an email there, or the regular email is email@tubedaze.com.
I love that email at tubedaze.com.
Fantastic. And you can find his latest season finale over there, and it has the trailer for the new series, the new recruiting day in the life of recruiting duty, or what are you calling it?
Join the Navy, the animated series. I know that put a little asterisk, and you got to like read the fine print.
Gotcha. Okay, Pat, well, thanks. Hope you had fun coming on the show. I mean, you're more popular than Billy Blanks, Sally Pressman, Third Day's Brad Avery.
And they're getting paid.
I mean, like, who else can you name? The USAA experts, financial experts. You're more, like, we've hit almost, I can't even. It's like,
well, all I know is I wish that our ratings equal dollars for you, because I know that all those people are making tons of money. And here, you, who, you know, are working with just blood, sweat, and tears, you need some money.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Well, we're promoting, yeah.
We're
helping
said
you
so.
Out.
Yeah, Marie says that Pat needs money. So everybody, could you please send Pat some money?
Yeah, we need to get his donate button up and get you a sponsor. Mm-hmm.
And I'll email you guys a little note saying I got all that stuff up and give you updates and whatnot.
And I have some creative questions to ask you, so I'll be talking to you soon.
All right, right on.
All right, thank you so much, Pat, for joining us tonight and taking time out of your life and recruiting duty. We apologize to the United States Navy.
Yes.
For taking his recruiting time.
I know, it's such a bummer that I had to stop recruiting.
It is. I mean, it's horrible. So I just want to say sorry to all those guys that are lined up right now at the door that could have had Pat, creator of Hey Shipwreck, and instead they're with some probably, we won't go there. Never mind. They didn't get Pat.
Well, Pat, you know, you're welcome anytime.
Yeah, I'd love to be on again whenever you guys have room for me.
Okay. All right, everyone. Well, we've been talking to Pat Rabbi, the creator of Hey Shipwreck. Pat, you have a good night, and we'll talk to you soon.
You do the same. I'll catch you later.
Thanks, Pat.
Bye-bye. Hey,
take it easy. Bye.
All right, everyone. You've been listening to Navy Wife Radio. We're going to take a quick break for our sponsor, and when we come back, we're going to talk about our health corner and a couple other things, so don't go away. We'll be right back.
Here we go. This is the Chief from AskTheChief.com, and you're listening to Wendy and Marie on Navy Wife Radio. If you have a Navy-related question, visit our website at AskTheChief.com, where we've been keeping sailors informed for over 5 years now.
Welcome back, everyone, to Navy Wife Radio. Okay, so yes, we have a new MySpace page up. It's myspace.com/NavyWifeRadio, and we're going to slowly transition into that space versus our Navy Submarine Wife space. We're just growing, and that'll have our highlights for upcoming shows and information and all that good stuff. So if you have a MySpace page, request to be our friend. It's myspace.com/NavyWifeRadio. We're still in the process of developing it, so it looks pretty generic right now. But we have a few friends. Huh, Marie? We have like... we have 5 or 6, I think.
Yeah, we haven't told anybody about it, but I'm slowly going to send out a mass email to all of our friends on our friends list and ask them to add us, or I will be adding them. So look for that.
Very cool. Well, on our health corner, I want to give everyone an update. So I've been really laxed about updating the fitness blog over there on our site. So we're getting back into it, and I want to invite everyone who's listening. If you have a fitness blog and you want to be on our blog roll, send us the link, and we will add you. or if you are, you know, working out, whether you're trying to get back in shape or you're just, you know, training for a race or whatever, join us over at the fitness blog, and you can get there from Navy Wife Radio. There's a link, or submarinewife.com. There's a link also. And we're getting back into it, right, Marie?
Well, you know, my theory on it is, and we both haven't really been posting over there because we are definitely not going to say we're doing something that we're not. And we're not going to start something that we're not ready to start and commit to. So we're both very stubborn, I would say, and very bullheaded. And when we start and commit to something, we will stick with it. But we're also not going to start something unless we're ready. So both of us, we've been waiting until we were ready and serious and we're in the right time and mental state to commit to this. So we're slowly getting back into our routines, and our husbands are gone right now, and even though mine will be coming back, you know, well before Wendy's, he's going to be gone again. So, you know, we have plenty of time to focus on ourselves. So I'm really excited about it. In fact,
I am too. We're going to have Kim come on the show from Kim and Amy. They're going to come on the show. And I was hoping they could call in tonight, but I just couldn't get Kim in time. So we'll probably do that in a couple of weeks. We'll have them come on, and you guys will all get to meet them. And they'll share their fitness success stories with you. And
I think I'm setting that up for both of them to be on, hopefully together next week. If not, we're going to do it the following week.
Excellent.
Because we'd like to have both at one time. I know for all the girls that came to Operation Dinner Out, they only got to meet Kim. And her counterpart is Amy, and she is just equally as amazing and awesome as Kim. So we definitely would like to have them both on at the same time. So that would be great for them to introduce themselves. And they are going to be our guidance. they're going to guide us and mold us, hopefully.
Well, they're the experts, so we're going to let them be the expert.
That's right. We're going to do as we're told.
Yes, and so we want you to join us. So if you're listening to us and you want to start working out and you want to have somebody to talk about working out and kind of support one another, that's what we're here for. And we have that fitness blog over there. You can get to it from submarinewife.com, and just click on over. So that's coming up. That'll be coming up in the next couple weeks. And the other, you know, thing, we only have a few minutes left. I'm a big reader, and I, you know, always like to share whatever book I'm reading. And, you know, we went through the Sophie Kinsella is one of our favorite authors. And I read Confessions of a Shopaholic a while back, and that book is just so funny. Oh, my gosh. And I still have more books of hers to read, but I haven't. I'm kind of pacing myself. So the book I'm reading now is the new Nicholas Sparks book called The Choice. And Nicholas Sparks, if you've read or you've seen The Notebook, I'm sure everyone's seen The Notebook. It's very what I call SAP intensive. It's just like, oh gosh, it's probably not the kind of book I should be reading while my husband's gone. But
you know, that's the only time I read those books. Isn't that awful? I only read those books when I am alone.
Well, I'm picky about Nicholas Sparks' books. I don't read all of his stuff, but I was excited to get this one. Next week, I'll have it finished by next week, so I'll let you know how I liked it. There's a couple other books that are just out now that I cannot wait to read that I'm going to fight myself and not buy them before I'm finished with this one. And one is called... it's called The Real Stars. I don't know if you've heard about this. It's written by Ben Stein, and it's called The Real Stars in Today's America, Who Are the True Heroes? And I just did a post on this over on the blog. And Ben Stein wrote this really great article when he did his Mondays at Morton series for E! Online about, you know, just a tribute to the troops. And it's just a fantastic piece. And so this book is just dedicated to the troops. All the money that's raised goes directly to TAPS, a charity. You can read more about that on our blog. And then the other book I want to read is it's called Basic Black. And the lady was on Oprah today. I heard her interview on XM the other day, but it's called Basic Black, The Essential Guide for Getting Ahead at Work and in Life by Kathy Black. So I can't wait to get that book. And
well,
Joel's book is out, Joel Osteen. The new book, so I want that book too.
Well, the books that I have right now, I have Night, which you know is a story of the Holocaust, which I know is a sad story, but I have that book sitting on my dresser, and then I still have another Sophia Kinsley book.
Yeah.
The title is Can You Keep a Secret, and it's supposed to be hilarious, so so I can't wait to read it. I'm just waiting to get back into the swing of things, which I think I've been saying for weeks, and if I listen to all these shows back to back, I think I've been saying I can't wait to get back into my routine for probably over a month now. But I'm just not there yet.
I think
so.
It's the summer.
You know, I don't know what it is this time. Usually I'm really quick about getting, you know, the husband comes and goes constantly. I can get right back into my routine. But I am just not in my routine yet. And I think it's because of all the extra things I'm doing and taking on right now. So as soon as I do get into my routine, I have this lovely sitting room in my bedroom with a chair and a table and a place for my tea and all that. I would love to read that new book. So I know we're about to lose our live feed right now.
Yes, we are. We
so
are.
I want
to say
thanks
thank
to you.
Pat for coming on live and sharing all of his new Hey Shipwreck stuff. And all of our live listeners that have been listening, thank you so much for
yes,
tuning in.
Yes, thank you, thank you, thank you.
And you can catch the last minute or two of this show in the archive. So thank you, everyone, for listening live. Okay, I think we're in the archives, and we'll just spend a couple minutes just saying goodbye.
Yes, we have to get going. It's late on our Eastern time.
Yes. I want to tell everyone on next week's show we have Kathy Trotman coming on, who is going to do successful strategies for finding a federal job. And if you go to your Fleet and Family Service Center and you sign up for a workshop called 10 Steps to a Federal Job, when you take that workshop, it's going to be the materials, the resources that you get are all written by Kathy Trotman and her people. So she is definitely an expert when it comes to what you should put in your resume when you're applying for a federal job, what keywords and all of the ins and outs of the maze, and it is a maze of trying to get into the federal system. So she'll be here. And then after that, we have the founder of websitesforheroes.com. I think it's
yes.
.com. And he's a former Marine. His name is Terry. He's coming on the show. It's if you log on, it's websitesforheroes.com. They provide a free, secure login website to any military family. And they're sponsored by Gateway, and it's fantastic. You can post pictures of your kids, and it's all secure. Unless you have a password, you can't view it. And it's just a fantastic way to keep in communication with your
and follow people that don't get that. It's pretty much, you know, like, you know, MySpace, you can have your pictures and things locked where only friends, things people can view, you know, privately, whatever. But MySpace, for some reason, people are so easily hacked into.
Well,
so
the thing is, MySpace and YouTube, those sites are blocked if guys are looking at them from a DOD computer. You just can't get on them or on a network. Like
or
Craig.
Some of them you can get on and you're not supposed to. They still
exactly.
bad.
So for where Craig's at, he can't be on YouTube and he can't get on MySpace and he can barely get on WordPress to update his blog. So so this is a great alternative to create a website that
it's safe and secure.
Yes, and it's all password protected. So they'll be here in a couple weeks. So you guys want to stay tuned for that. And I want to tell you that the show today was sponsored by thesubreport.com, your daily source for summary news and events. So you can head on over to thesubreport.com. Thomas Anderson's song, Is This Love, will take us out today. And Is This Love is now available on iTunes, so you can download it today. And our disclaimer is we're not part of any official government agency, the Department of the Navy, the Department of Defense. The views and opinions expressed here are our own and do not reflect official Navy policy. Any advice we give is strictly the author's, and should you require professional counseling, please seek a qualified professional.
You know, I'm thinking about becoming a qualified professional.
Yeah, it takes
I have to go back to school in 2008, and it's not that I'm feeling a need, but, you know, there are sure a lot of people that need professional help, and I'm starting to think that that might just be a good field to go into. I could specialize in military families.
Yeah, you could be a Molly.
I could be a Molly. Hi, Molly.
You have a girlfriend that does that. So, all right, Marie, you got anything else?
Good night, everyone. It is after 10 o'clock Eastern.
Yes.
It is time to get to bed for those
Thanks,
books,
everyone,
to get up
for
early.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. You've been listening to Navy Wife Radio. You can visit us online at NavyWifeRadio.com for archive shows, showtimes, and upcoming guest information. So thanks, Marie. Good night.
Thanks, Wendy. Good night.
We'll see everyone next week.
you. Baby, lately, when I'm all alone, it's just about the only thing I do. And when I close my